You ever see that movie Doctor Strange?
It's very good.
You know how he has that cape that helps him out?
Yeah, the magical cape that has sentience.
Yeah. It's this magical cape, and every time he's in trouble, this magical cape comes and helps him out because he's a good dude and the cape likes what he's doing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you can kind of do that for this show.
What? You could be our magical cape?
You could be our magical cape and help us keep the show going and help us grow the show. To find out how, go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Be our magical cape!
There's no reason we don't have to note each other's performances. That's not what this is about. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Anthony, can I ask you a real serious question?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about how humans would taste?
Yeah. No, a lot.
Yeah.
Actually, last night I thought about it. I was thinking about particularly things like in Hannibal. Or like in the Saw movies where it's like, the only way you have to live is to actually like eat your own flesh.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about like the cost benefit, like energy expended versus energy gained.
Right.
Right. You know what I mean?
There's got to be some loss there.
There's got to be total loss, right? Because if you think about, okay, there's nothing left. I'm going to eat my own arm. You have to cut off your arm. You have to stave off the wound, right?
Right.
It has to heal.
Yeah.
So you're using all this extra energy. Like, it just doesn't make sense. So that's the conclusion I came to is if I'm ever trapped and it's like, well, there's nothing to eat. Don't try to eat your own
flesh. Don't even eat your own flesh.
It's a loss.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think you would taste better than other people? Is it like a smell your own farts kind of situation?
To myself.
Yeah. You taste better to yourself than other people would taste to you.
I don't know about that. I mean, if you think about it like any other kind of meat, I'm not the most muscular, so I'm not the stringiest, but I'm also not like, I'm not like marbled with fat.
Right.
So that's a problem. And when you think about like the rest of my diet, it's very like, well, if you think about like, can you taste the difference between like a grass-fed beef versus a corn-fed beef, right?
Yeah.
So like I have a pretty healthy vegetarian diet.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be like, I'm not going to be like rich or fatty, but like maybe I'll have kind of like a nice subtle taste to me. I don't know. How do you feel you would taste?
I do not think I would taste good. I do not think I would taste good. I don't think I would.
You have a lot of sugar breakfast.
I do. I have a lot of sugar all the time.
You have a lot of sugar all the time. That's helpful.
Is that good? Is that good for
meat? Well, because you're going to build up more fat.
And so
if we're talking about like literally sitting down and cooking and preparing human flesh,
you want
a little bit of a marbled fat there.
I just don't think that if you were going to give me a blind taste test, I'd be able to identify me over you, for example.
No, I mean, because here's the thing with that. There's no frame of reference.
Right.
That's the biggest problem. If you have me taste three different people, I don't have any frame of reference. I don't know what people are going to taste like.
Well, our friend David Albee,
covering his bases.
Yeah. Legally, I do not know what human beings taste like. Our friend David Albee sent us an article about a fella who went down this very journey. This is a fascinating tale of a guy who got into a terrible motorcycle accident. Terrible motorcycle accident. He was very fortunate that he didn't have any brain injury. He didn't have really anything wrong with him other than a scrape on his neck and a horrible, horrible multi-fracture in his foot.
Okay.
So bad that the doctors had to amputate the foot. So what did he say to the doctor? He said, hey, man.
Can I have that?
Can I keep it?
Yeah.
Doctor said, I don't see any reason why not. It's your foot. You can keep it. So
can we talk about bio-waste laws? Can we talk about that?
No law against keeping your own foot, Anthony.
Yeah. I mean, I know that there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to take your own, the same reason you could be like, I want to take my appendix home. I want to take my tooth home after you pull my tooth. Like, yeah, sure. But like, you should at least have to be asked like a psychological questionnaire. Why you want this foot?
Well, his original plan was he wanted to get it taxidermied or freeze dried. He was like, how cool would it be to have my foot on a shelf somewhere? I mean, that's not a bad impulse.
Well, I'll tell you this. In that way, I think this guy is in a much healthier place than I am. Because if I lost my foot, I'd just be like, fuck, I lost my foot.
I know,
I lost,
right?
Like, I lost my, this is, this would be, changes yes, everything.
Right. I would be,
I lost my fucking foot.
I would be depressed. I wouldn't think of how cool my foot could be as a knickknack.
Like, I wouldn't be like, you know what we should do?
As a tchotchke.
Put my foot on a chain and I walk around with my foot on a chain. And I'm just yeah. like, what up?
I could be a new foot rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't
I would
think
that be, limpy foots a lot. No? Too much? Too soon?
It's not too soon. I don't want you to think that the reason you got no laughter in response was that it was too soon for limpy foots a lot.
Yeah, I probably should have waited a little longer.
Like limpy foots a lot was in some way inappropriate or offensive
just,
to my ears.
You're saying just wait a little longer and it would have been hilarious.
No, I'm saying
too soon.
I'm saying you decided to think of a name of a hip hop artist that is foot related.
Yeah, yeah.
And you came back with limpy foots a lot.
Yeah, it's like Sir Mix a lot, but because he limps. Right.
So, but there was no sir on the front of that.
Sir Limpy Foots a lot. That's just, that's ridiculous on the face of it, Anthony.
You're right. You're right. Maybe it was too soon. Let's move on.
So, he said he thought it would be cool to maybe turn his foot into a lamp or a doorstop or something, but
like in a Christmas story.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you got the leg lamp and it was actually your leg? Come on.
I could imagine it. And in that fantasy world, I'm a weird fucking person.
Yeah.
Like a weird fucking that
is,
person.
That is a little odd.
Yeah.
I think your kid in that situation would say more than fudge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
if CPS didn't come take him.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with this fellow. By the way, this guy's remained anonymous, but this is a Vice article. So one hopes that it's not all bullshit. And there's pictures to prove it. Okay. So lots of pictures. He found out that taxidermy and freeze drying your foot, real expensive.
Yeah, sure.
$1,200, he said.
Well, especially if it's injured in that way. Like, taxidermying an animal that is like, that has a lot of injury and fractures and things like that, it's like, costs a lot of money because it's harder to reconstruct.
Sure.
And it's more work to clean out.
Yeah, and you got in the conversation alone with trying to tell somebody what you want.
Yeah.
Woo, awkward.
And here's my other thing about taxidermying a foot. With like a fox...
I don't think a fox would be qualified to taxidermy your foot.
No. Okay. You're right. You're right. That was a silly idea. but let's do this then. Maybe I have a fox that is dead.
Oh,
and
right.
I want to get that taxidermied by a human.
Got it.
With a fox or a deer head or like whatever you want, like a bear, you can make it, you can give it an expression and a personality.
Right,
you can be like, I'm so mad.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What do you do with your foot?
Maybe you like,
it just sits there,
have one toe like up, like it's listening to a tune and it's tapping its toe in a tune.
Once you pull all the bones out, guess you can make it do whatever you want. So yeah. You could have it kind of doing like a bear style,
just growling
just like
at
a, grrr, like yeah. It's up and it's like, yeah. You know, it's like back on its heel, which I guess would be its haunch. And you have kind of like an arc to it where
I
it's like
this.
Foot spine would yeah. be. And you can have
it looks
like
real menacing.
Yeah,
like you
menacing.
You conquered
foot.
That foot before you taxidermied it.
Now, if you'd lost it, like hands are expressive.
Oh, a hand.
You could certainly do things with a hand.
Yeah, a hand could be anything.
A hand could literally
you could make
be
it
anything.
Into a little face, you know?
Yeah, I would make it into some sort of a shadow puppet.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Place it on a desk with a light, right?
Yeah, you have mount a little LED underneath it, just yeah. shooting a, yeah.
That's very
it's a,
good.
It's always a bunny.
But with foot, it's like, what do? You put a foot on a desk and you're just like, that was my foot. And people go, cool, Stan, you're fucking weird.
I think it's unfortunate that his name was Stan.
I mean, I said Stan.
Oh. I just thought.
Nobody's named Stan.
But I just thought that would be, you know, cruel irony if his name was Stan.
It would be a cruel irony. You know what, Jeff? It's too soon.
Yeah, that's what I
it's
thought.
It's too soon. We should move on.
Anyway, what this fella did is he found out it would cost $1,200 to taxidermy or freeze dry. Didn't have that kind of money.
Sure.
So he decided he
not
was going to
foot drying.
Yeah. Eventually he said he thought he just drop it in some plaster of Paris and maybe, you know, do it cheaply or
take it to a Ren fair, put it in some wax.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then you walk
yeah.
away with a candle that looks like your foot.
He thought
but
maybe
you could
he
do
could,
that without cutting it off though.
You could get a 3D rendering so you could make tiny keychains and give them out to friends. He had some ideas about the foot.
Can
that's
I
what
tell
I'm
you
saying.
Something? Can I, here's the thing, Stan, you could 3D scan your other foot.
That's a good point. Like, you really don't need it to be off to do that.
Like, you don't need to lose a foot to 3D scan it.
He didn't understand how 3D scanning works.
His first idea is good.
Yeah.
Right? Like, his first idea is like, I mean, it's comparatively good. I still think it's a bad, lame, stupid idea. But at least, like...
You know what, though?
It's the actual foot. It's preserving the actual
right,
foot.
Right, yeah.
This is just like, this is what my foot looked like. I know, you have another one. And I can fucking see.
Can you imagine
it.
The horror of what this guy thought they did to make Robert Patrick be in Terminator 2? They thought they chopped that dude's head off in order to get him into Terminator 2.
You could get it. I guess you could get it bronzed. You could dip your foot in bronze.
I mean, that's got to be expensive. Bronze
maybe
isn't
maybe
cheap.
Maybe shoes aren't expensive to bronze, right?
Yeah, but I guess that's not, I guess that's true. It's probably a couple $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly better than getting it stuffed.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just ideas.
What's the...
I wonder if the foot would like melt and you'd lose structural integrity that you're getting it bronzed.
Yeah.
That's the problem with human flesh. Anyway, so what do you wind up doing? I guess eat it, right?
Yeah, we're getting to eat it. We're getting to there. So he decided to abandon all these plans.
Mm-hmm.
He said he had four friends and... One of them is a chef.
We're close, dude. Let me tell you something, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
You and I are close. If you lost your foot and you're like, guys, I want the three of you to come over. We're going to cook up my foot and we're going to eat it together like friends. I would tell you that you are the worst person. I'd be like, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well, before I got to that, he said what they did was when they got the foot, they brought it home and they picked it up and started playing with it.
He said
it didn't seem like it was a foot. It felt like it was an object, not a piece of a person. Now, there was no emotional connection.
Now, at this point, there is nothing going on to preserve the foot. So they're literally playing with a decomposing foot.
Yeah, I think he had it in his free. Oh man, you know, he said it was floppy. So yeah, I think just it's just a foot.
This is a man who
morbid.
We all process trauma in different ways.
Yeah,
this guy does it wrong. There's no wrong There's, way to do it.
But this
except
he found
for
one.
This guy who does it wrong.
He found the wrong way.
Yeah.
So it gets weirder than that.
No,
because here's his exact quote. He said he called up 11 people he knew, and he said, "Quote." Remember how we always talked about how if we ever had the chance to ethically eat human meat, we would do it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know 11 people that you could say that sentence to and it was true? This guy got in a horrific motorcycle accident. This is chance intervening in his life. But before that ever happened, years in advance, he had 11 friends, all of whom sat around and said, if there was ever an ethical way to eat human meat, man, I'd be down.
Sure. Sure. I 100% believe
you got 11 people that you could call and be like, remember that conversation, how we'd always sit around, have a couple of beers and be like,
certainly you're telling me you've never discussed it with other people because you opened this entire episode saying, have you ever thought about it?
I'm just saying there's not 11 people I could call and say that sentence and they wouldn't go, what?
Yeah, sure. But there are 11 people I could call for certain. And they would probably be actually, most of my friends would probably be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to assume that's where you're going.
I guess not. But maybe if they heard about that horrible motorcycle accident and your amputated foot.
Now that's true. If they were good friends and they saw that I had a piece of me amputated and then I called them up, I was like, what about an eating human flesh? They'd be like, oh dear. Oh dear. And then I think six of them would show up.
Well, this guy 11. Actually got a pretty good tally. He said, there was his chef friend and that chef friend's girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, a friend from college, two friends he had for a couple of years, and two he'd known for over 10 years, and one of their daughters.
Can we analyze the ex-girlfriend coming over?
Oh, I know.
Just like,
right?
Just like, what does that psychologically say, both on his part and on her part, that he calls the ex-girlfriend and he goes, hey, here's something you're going to love. And she says, hey, you're absolutely right. And we have issues.
It's
and been there's been plenty of closure.
It's been a while since we've talked. I just been thinking about you a lot. Just thought maybe you'd want to come over.
I don't know, Stan. That's a little odd. Like, we haven't spoken in a while.
I know, but just
it's
hear
sweet.
Me out. Hear me
I mean,
out.
It's sweet.
There's gonna be a special dinner. It's not just you and me. It's not gonna be weird. It's not just the two of us. There's gonna be like 10, 11 people there.
I don't know.
And we're gonna eat my foot.
Oh, I'm coming.
Yeah, I thought you'd say that.
Just the foot?
Yeah, just the
we're just going to stop there?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's fine to
based
start.
On how our relationship ended, I thought you'd be super down for that.
What if I called you? What if this was me?
And you asked me to eat your foot with you?
Yeah. And I said, hey man, there's a piece of my flesh. This may be your one and only chance to know how human flesh tastes.
Here's the thing. I'll be completely fucking honest with you.
Yeah.
I would be there in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I don't think I could go through with it. I would want to be present.
Yeah.
And see it and be around and see who did go through with it.
Now think about
it. But I don't know
though.
If I could.
It doesn't show up. It's not like a Looney Tunes cartoon where I take off the giant metal serving tray and it's just a fucking foot with steam coming out of it.
With the little those little paper doily things.
Yeah, over each toe.
Over each toe. Like There's five of them.
Yeah. Just over each toe. Like every toe is a little drumstick.
Oh, I love it.
No, this would be more along the lines of the way like you go and get your meat at a grocery store. Like you wouldn't ever see it in foot form.
That's correct.
Even if you came over early to see it being cooked, you would probably see it in just like tiny little, I would imagine it looking like little medallions.
Well, here's what he did. He sliced off a big portion of the muscle that was sort of like up toward the calf. So it's like the top part of the foot. And it's a pretty large section of meat that he cut off. So they're not eating. They're not like sucking on the toe bones or anything that. They took the meat, right? Yeah. And before I even tell you what they did with it, what would you want the dish that your meat was in to be? What's your, would you want it in Thai food? You love Thai food. Would you want some?
I do love Thai food. And I would imagine with only one foot to go around between a lot of people, it would need to be something like, the meat can't be the main part of it.
Yeah. You're not eating steak of foot. You got to have something that you add it to, you know?
I think this would be some sort of like a soup or a ramen situation, like a tonkatsu. Mm,
that makes a lot
of
sense.
Where you have to like, just like a single slice for flavor. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
It's more about
foot soup.
It is the treat, the surprise at the end of the dish. You save it, right? You don't eat it first.
Can I tell you something that might surprise you?
Yeah.
They went with tacos.
No, that's also good.
Tacos.
And do you know why it's also good? It's because with multiple fractures, like grinding it up that way is going to be much easier
than
removing the bones.
And you won't recognize it. You know, you're just eating a taco.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what they did. They had, they sauteed it with onions, peppers, salt, lime juice, and then they served it on corn tortillas with a tomatillo sauce.
I don't think there's a single chef I know who wouldn't be down to do this.
Really?
Yeah. I think every chef I know would be like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. This is how, of course I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
They served it up as tacos.
And how'd it taste?
Well, they expected it to taste like pork because there's, I guess, cannibals have, in New Guinea, have referred to cannibalism as eating the long pig.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, I watched Hannibal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not, he said it didn't taste like pork at all. It didn't feel like pork in the mouth. They said it felt like beef. It seemed like beef. They said one friend put it in their mouth and then immediately spit it out in the napkin, couldn't go through with it. But several of them ate the foot taco. And he said his experience with eating the foot taco gave him a lot of closure about his accident. He said it was a weird cathartic moment of like finality and coming to terms with only having one foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. He ate the foot taco. The
fucking sisterhood of the traveling foot over here. Just really finding the emotional support he needs and eating a piece of his own body.
It was not a pleasant experience. He said it did not taste good. It was kind of horrific.
That's
swallowing
more of a commentary on his chef friend. Than
I know, right?
Else.
Come on, how hard is it to mess up tacos?
You specially invite somebody over and you ask them to do you this favor, and then you're gonna fucking trash the food. You're gonna be like, it didn't taste good.
Yeah,
fuck you. You
need slaved
to
all day on that.
You need to specify that it tasted weird to you because it was a psychological thing. You can't just say this foot taco tasted like shit.
Yeah,
because like your friend Dave is sitting over there and he's like, motherfucker, I came over and did this for you.
Yeah, come on. This is probably illegal, and I did it.
Is it illegal?
It's not illegal.
It's not. There's no
reason. Only in Idaho, it's illegal.
Yeah.
That's the only state in the union where it's illegal. I mean, it makes a lot of sense when you think about Idaho. They prefer you to eat potatoes, I guess. Too soon?
Yeah, it was too soon.
Okay. So he said it was not pleasant.
Yeah.
Not a good experience, but something psychologically made him feel better about this horrible tragedy that happened.
Good for Stan. But I'll tell you what, that's fucking weird. I don't know, Stan. Yeah. I don't know that I would do it with my foot, but I think if a friend called me up and they were doing it with their foot, I think I would show up.
Yeah. You got to show up. You got to just be present.
Give it a shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You only live once.
Maybe you don't eat it, but go there and at least put forth the effort. Cause how many times can you say you were invited to that? You know what I mean?
That's right.
You got to go.
You
got to
be a good friend.
I've seen a lot of gifts that tell me that you got to like try new experiences.
Yeah.
You know, like really inspirational shit. And if somebody was like, hey man, this is your one and only chance to eat a human foot, I'd be like, well, that's what I'm doing.
And I would go just so that I could say something stupid at the meal and then say, I put my foot in my mouth.
Too soon. What would you do? We want to know. You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those too soon. And hey, if you just want to discuss this and other cannibalistic stories with friends, there are a couple places you can do so. Number one is our Discord, which you get for being a patron. Go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to find out more about that. And our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns. Remember, you're safe on Facebook. There's nothing wrong with Facebook.
They're apologizing in all those commercials.
As long as they apologize and then kept doing the bad thing.